welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. Hello and big how are you? How are you? So welcome back to the podcast. It's a solo episode today and it's calm and happy. It's all about mindset and how to use positive affirmation cards. Yeah, so that's to bring more happiness. Also helps your back, it helps your body, just helps your whole life actually. As usual, my studio is now called the Mindfulness Pilates Zoom Studio. Move to live happily ever after. I've just had an amazing week teaching, I'll be honest. One-to-one programs. And today, I mean, it was amazing how much we can pack in an hour or even in the 20-minute little tasters and stuff, as well as the hour taster sessions. And I've taught every age and right up to my 83-year-old dad and 80-plus-year-old clients as well, all ages, men and women. It's just absolutely amazing. And there are 5 main areas that I help with the back, which are relaxation and breathing, stretching, 3 core stability, 4 back strengthening, of course, overall strength, and 5 is mindset and affirmations. I also always infuse in 1-minute journaling is so powerful. Oh my goodness. The 1-minute journaling that clients did today was inspirational. I think some of them can believe how inspiring the words they wrote down were. So it's definitely a very, very powerful tool. And goal setting, of course, as well. Some of the things that before we go delve into how to use the affirmation cards. And things like that. Just to share with you a couple of things that are coming up, any news for you. So the article on manifestation that I'm in, that I've helped contribute towards in the Daily Express newspaper, that's out on the 3rd of February, Thursday the 3rd of February, in case you wanna take a read. And yeah, it's all about, you know, goal setting and bringing things to fruition and making things happen and how I do that and how I help others do that. I think there's also a very interesting psychologist and well-known manifestation author in the article as well. So that's coming up. And very exciting, my next deck of cards called Calm and Happy, which you're going to get a proper sneak peek of today. They have the beautiful, beautiful Dorset Sea on the front cover and the calming sand on the back cover with the positive affirmation card message for you. And the idea is pick a card a day for happiness, rest and play. And they come with obviously how to use the cards, which is interesting. I was picking you a card just before the podcast. What would be a good message for you today? And one of the first card I picked was how to pick them. I was like, oh, actually, we'll cover how to pick cards. It's pretty easy, actually. You can do it in a flash. You just get them out of their cotton. You just get them out of their cotton bag. You know, give them a number one, give them a shuffle. Number two, fan the cards out. There are other ways too. Number three, pick the card that you like the look of the most, that you're intuitively guided to pick, you're inspired to pick, and then read it and then see what it means to you. So the card I picked for you today from Calm and Happy Cards is this one, and it says, calm to happy in 1 minute. And it says, close your eyes and breathe and relax five times. Then open your eyes and punch your arms in the air 10 times and say, well done, and smile. So we're going to do that together now. I hope you enjoy it. So when you're ready, close your eyes, place your hands on your heart, wherever is comfortable for you, and sit with good posture. So feet in line with your knees under your feet underneath your knees in line with your hips as much as possible. Bottom at the back of the chair. Make sure your back is supported. Sitting nice and tall but comfortably. Lengthen through the top of the head and relax your shoulders, happy shoulders. And you're going to breathe and relax there. In through your nose out through your mouth, relax. And again, breathe and relax. And again, breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. And one more, breathe and relax. And then when you're ready, slowly open your eyes, circle the shoulders a few times backwards. If you're injury-free and okay in the shoulders, and it's comfortable to punch the arms up in the air, you're going to punch the arms in the air 10 times with the affirmation silently or out loud. Think of one thing you want to say well done to yourself, or there's always something, and say well done on your marks. Get set, go, well done, well done. Punch your arms in the air, well done, well done. Sitting or standing, well done, well done, well done. Punching the arms in the air, well done, well done. That is it. Give yourself a high five and well done. How do you feel after? It's very energizing. It's kind of calming exercise to an energizing, feeling vibrant, happy, enthusiastic, or at least to feel better than you did before you started. So that's the idea behind it. It has got some interesting research infused behind the calm to happy. And if you want to kind of learn a bit more about it, you can watch a TED talk by psychologist Amy Cuddy. And it's very, very interesting on how your body language may shape your life. I think that's the title of it. It's really worth a listen. You can also go into more detail on it as well on my website, beverlydenshaw.com. I've got a blog on there about it that you can read, which is really useful. So I really hope that helps you and inspires you a little bit today. So that is today's calm and happy in 1 minute. How about that? There you go. So there's so many ways you can use the cards. And one of the ways is to journal with the cards. And as I said, I was just slightly blown away by today's journaling from clients, I must say. But you can also join in too. You just get a notebook and a pen, or your favorite journal and a pen. And if you want to do that today, write down calm and happy. I won't set the timer for a minute now and it suddenly go into silence or music for you. I'll let you, if you want to, just pause the podcast for 1 minute and then restart, set an alarm. So what you do, you pick your card, and so for this one, it's actually it's an exercise to do, which we've just done together. And then if you want to journal for 1 minute, the cards delve into other ways of using affirmations, including 1 minute journaling. So you'd write down calm and happy, and then you set an alarm, and then write down for 1 minute what does that mean to you, and then write for 1 minute, and then when the alarm goes off, that's it, and have a little read of what you've written, and then we go into more depth with it as well. So there we are. I hope that helps and inspires you today a little bit or a lot. That would be amazing. And let's go into a short meditation before we go today as well. Enjoy. Welcome to today's calm and happy meditation. Close your eyes, hands on your heart, wherever is comfortable for you, sitting or lying down. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your mouth, relax. With the beautiful affirmation, I am calm. Breathe and relax. I am happy. Breathe and relax. I am calm. Breathe and relax. I am happy. Breathe and relax. I am calm. Breathe and relax. I am happy. Breathe and relax. I am calm. Breathe and relax. And either stay there longer breathing and relaxing. Otherwise, very well done and lots of. I really hope you enjoyed that very short, calm and happy meditation today. It's a version of my number 10 relaxation meditation for you, where you simply close your eyes and breathe and relax 10 times. today's version was with some beautiful positive affirmations. And you can also do it standing because it's so short, you can do it standing. And one of the ways you can also do that, you can also do it with your eyes open as well, standing, for example, out in nature, gazing at a moon, or, you know, gazing at the sea, or gazing at a river or a lake, or gazing at a tree, or a pretty sky, or pretty clouds in the sky. You know, you can do it in so many different ways, but it's a great way to recharge the batteries and make yourself feel mentally strong in your mindset and happiness. And that also has a great, great, very positive effect on your back, your body, your mind, your happiness, your life, your work, everything. It really, really does. So having a lie down version is particularly good for the back and the muscles and the muscle balance and alignment. But it's also practical that you can do it as a quick recharge, or pop off to the bathroom, shut the door, lock the door, and just, you know, take, you know, a minute to yourself just to recharge your batteries, you know. So anyway, I really hope today's podcast, you enjoyed it. share with your friends. Please keep the ratings and reviews coming in. That'd be amazing. And have a really, really good week. Thanks for listening. See you next time, wherever you're listening. I'll tell you what, I often listen to podcasts when I'm in the kitchen cooking, tidying up, clearing up, cleaning the house, that sort of stuff. I know lots of people listen to them on a walk. But I'd love you to report back where you listen to my podcast. And whether you actually take the time to do the relaxing bit, I'd love to know if you join in. Thanks, and how it helps. Thanks ever so much. Lots of love, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one Mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or Mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.